Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, this is Noah Jack, and you're listening to the Think Inclusive Podcast.
Recording from my office in beautiful Marietta, Georgia, you are listening to the Think Inclusive Podcast, episode 19. Today we have Noah Jack, a musician on the autism spectrum. We talk about the release of his new single, Neighborhood, from his upcoming EP, All in the Family. After the podcast, please visit patreon.com/thinkinclusivepodcast, where you can support our goal to bring you in-depth interviews with inclusive education and community advocacy thought leaders. Also, you can help other people. Find us by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Think Inclusive Podcast. So without further ado, here is the interview. All right, I'd like to welcome Noah Jack to the Think Inclusive Podcast. Noah is a singer-songwriter from Park Ridge, Illinois, who is studying music at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. His new single, Neighborhood, tells the story of Noah's hometown, calling it a letter to my friends and family who were there for me from start to finish. Being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, Noah wasn't able to talk until he was 5 years old, but recalls being able to hum at age 4, stating, "I always tell people that I learned how to sing before I was able to talk." He plans to release his new EP titled All in the Family in January, just in time for his birthday. Each track will be dedicated to a member of his family. So thanks for being on the podcast, Noah.
Hey, it's very nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So I've listened to the single, and we're going to go ahead and play it in a little bit here. But I wanted to give you an opportunity, since this is why you're on, is to, tell us what the message is behind this single, Neighborhood, and then we can talk maybe a little bit more about, you know, how you became a musician and kind of your life in general. So what's the message behind Neighborhood?
So the message basically, it's a letter to my family and my friends back home in Park Ridge, Illinois. I really had a lot of people who I was very thankful for in my life, especially like my friends. And so when I was leaving to go to college, I was very homesick, and one thing I wanted to do was write. So I wrote a lot for my family and my friends, and then Neighborhood became a thing, and I was so happy to record it and release it to my friends, my family. So overall, when it finished, I was really happy.
So tell me something about the recording, because I'm also a musician, so I'm very interested in, you know, production and kind of how, you know, how that all came about. So was Neighborhood something that you were kind of sitting on as far as a song, and then decided to record, or did you go out and record it specifically, you know, you had like a people that you were recording with at the time, and you decided you wanted to do this, or so how did it come about?
So I actually thought of recording this quite a while back. I've had this song for maybe like 2.5 years, and I really didn't think of anything that good. But my friend wanted to do a demo of the song, and it was in a different key. Everything was different about it. And overall, I was like, oh, this can actually be a really good song. So about 3 days after my 21st birthday, my family was in town, and I decided, huh, why not just go out and record this? So I had my producer friend track it for me, and it wasn't really good. So I was like, all right, let's see if it can get a lot better. Over the course of a couple months, the track took about 4 months to record and master and everything like that. I got it in July, and then we were doing the campaigning, and overall, I just love the song feel. It's much more different than everything like I've written before, especially has a nostalgic kind of feel. Usually I write more about the future, but with this one, I wrote more with the past. I recorded a lot of it in Nashville, and I recorded some of it at Belmont and some of it at RCA Studios in Music Row. And I had a lot of people on it with, especially like my best friends here in Nashville, really helped me along with it. So I'm very thankful for the single and the success of it right now. It's been really amazing.
Yeah, I noticed you were talking just recently on your Facebook page about how many listens you were getting on Spotify, and that's quite, that's quite something. How many, about how many listens are you at right now?
Overall, I think I'm at 23. I'm hoping to get to the 25 mark, and that I literally did not think I'd get to 23, even 15, which is incredible. I told my mom that I was even going to be shocked if I got like 1,000. So when I got back and I saw that there was like 23, I was so shocked and just beyond thankful for the people who were listening and just everything with the song.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I know our listeners haven't heard the song yet. And we will hear it in a little bit. But I really like the feel, the laid back feel. And, I know musicians hate to be compared to stuff, so if you do not like this comparison, I apologize, and you can say that you don't agree. but a very Jack Johnson-y, Jason Mraz type of feel. It's very nice, and I really like that. I really like the that kind of spooky, not spooky, but I guess ethereal guitar. It's with the lead, those little lead notes. I think they were really nice. So just as far as appreciating the music, I really enjoyed the track. So the people that you played with, are people that you go to school with at Belmont, or were they musicians you connected with in Nashville apart from Belmont?
So I met all of them through Belmont, and they're like all my best friends in the world. I'm very thankful to have them. And I asked them to be a part of the track, and they said, of course. But we were doing a bunch of shows, like my friends and I. We were doing like the small band thing. We were doing shows in Memphis and a little bit in Nashville. And we were recording a bunch of songs at the time. And that's when I said, hey, we should record Neighborhood. And then they wanted to be a part of it, and it just turned into a really amazing project.
So when you decided to record Neighborhood, was that when you decided to go ahead and go forward with the album, or did you have the idea of the album before the single?
So I've had the idea of the concept of the EP. I've had it for quite a while now, mostly from Neighborhood being like a thank you letter to my parents, my friends. But I do have a lot of other songs that are generally towards like a single person, especially like my brothers. I do have one for my mom and my dad. I'm trying to write one for my dogs. Just anything really, because I want it to be more of like a concept kind of EP more than just like a spree of songs. So just having it be a story would be much more interesting to the audience than having it just be, oh, this is a song, then here's another song.
Right.
So I want them to be engaged throughout the whole 15, 20, 10 minutes.
Okay, and are you currently playing these songs in when you play out in venues, or are you kind of waiting until the EP comes out?
Yes, I have been doing a lot of writers' rounds in Nashville so far, and I have one coming up in a couple weeks in Music Row. So I've been sampling them out. A lot of them have been getting a lot of good responses, a lot of good messages towards them, and just testing to see if it's a good single or if I should just put it on the EP and that's it. So overall, they've been very happy with the songs. They're just always like, oh, what does this mean? And what does this mean? So they want to hear it again. That's the best part.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's get to it. I'm going to go ahead and let's hear Neighborhood by Noah Jack. And it's available now on SoundCloud and Spotify. Is there another place where they can get the single?
You can get it also on Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud. I think you can get it on Pandora right now. Maybe YouTube, Tidal, everything that you can get a streaming service is there.
Okay, so here is Neighborhood.
Some friends I'm trying to meet. This sprawl that I call my home. From good times to when I'm alone. Oh, I never forgot them at all. Starlight. Light shadows tall, flowers in the hair that passed tonight. Shower may pass me by, but I don't mind. Neighborhood time, bring me back to the good old days. So that by my side. Take your time, realize on explosions in the sky will hit you in a flash. All neighborhood times bring me back to the good old days. Starlight. Light shadows tall, flowers in my head that pass tonight. Childhood may pass me by, but I don't mind. Oh.
All right, that was Neighborhood by Noah Jack. Fantastic track. Really excited. This is my first interview with a musician on the podcast. So this is kind of a special treat for me because I get to ask different kinds of questions. So as a person diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, I want to know, I guess, your unique experience in growing up in Park Ridge. And you say that the single and the album are really, a thank you letter to your friends and family. How did they really support you growing up, being someone on spectrum?
Of course. So I am from Park Ridge, Illinois, which is a very small town in Chicago, Illinois. It's more of a suburb. And the thing about my hometown is that everyone is a community. And I am home with my four older brothers, and they were very well known in Park Ridge. So everyone knew about my spectrum disorder, and I had a lot of support from people outside of the community in Park Ridge. So when I got the chance to share my song with people, I was so happy to just be like, thank you so much for being a part of my life. And that's pretty much what I wanted to do. I would say, I lost train of thought.
It's okay.
What was I going to say? Being with like my high school and everything, everyone knew also about my diagnosis, and they're like, you are a musician, which was perfectly fine with me. I told them all the time about my diagnosis. And when I would be doing things, especially in the community, they would be very understanding. So I was just in a great community in Park Ridge. So overall, I didn't have that many problems with telling people that I had a diagnosis.
Right. So you, so it sounds like you, number one, you were able to talk about being on the spectrum to your friends and your neighbors and the people in your community. That wasn't something that was out of the ordinary. It sounded like that was just something that happened, and that was perfectly fine and acceptable. That you were accepted in your school and with the people that you were around. Is that correct? So you felt that acceptance and inclusion where you lived and where you went to school?
Yeah, of course. I felt at home. And if I were to tell someone that I did have a diagnosis, they would be like, oh, that's very strange. I did get that a lot, especially in my high school times. They'd be like, oh, that's really strange. You have a diagnosis. And I would be like, of course, this is who I am. And they would be very understanding of it.
So what do you think, if at all, do you feel like maybe autism is any sort of misconceptions, maybe not necessarily about, Noah, but when we talk about autism spectrum disorder in general, do you feel like there is like a big misconception that or attitudes that people have toward autism?
I think that a lot of people aren't aware, and I think that there should be more acceptance towards people. And we hear about kids being bullied for just having autism spectrum disorder, which is absurd. And that's the one thing I've been trying to do with my music. I've been trying to tell people that it is okay to have autism spectrum disorder, because I want people to be a part of this message that I'm who I am. And nothing's going to change. I just have a disability. And for someone who is lower on the spectrum, it's much harder, but people need to be aware, because even like younger kids, I remember when kids would get bullied who do have autism spectrum disorder, and it always made me upset because I'm higher on the spectrum and I got less, but someone who's lower and doesn't understand the difference would just be getting bullied and harassed. And that was very tough for me.
Now you said about you being able to sing before you were able to talk. So I'm wondering if you have, do you have those memories of not being able to communicate through words, or like, how was that experience as you remember being able to sing before you were able to talk?
So I had a wristband that had my name and a bunch of other information that I do not remember at this time, but my mom would take care of me and she would always hold my hand to make sure that I was okay, but I would gradually get better. And I remember when I was four, I would always go on a car ride to my speech therapy, and my mom would always play like the same song on the radio so I would hum. And the biggest story that I remember was the song Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. My mom would be Sheryl Crow and I'd be Kid Rock. In the beginning, I would just be humming the song and nothing would really change. But then as the years went by and I got better, especially when I was like five, I learned a lot about talking and interacting with people. I just started doing wrestling and football. So we would go to speech therapy and I would start singing the lyrics to it. And my mom would start singing the Sheryl Crow part. I would be Kid Rock. And that's where I learned to love singing.
Wow, that's awesome. So did you feel like you were able to communicate what you needed or wanted with your family before you were able to, you know, put words together? Did they just kind of understand, like, oh, Noah, you know, wants this, or Noah feels this way? Like, how was that? Or do you remember how you were able to communicate with them?
I remember a few things about when I was younger. I don't remember that much. That's the thing. I don't remember that much about my childhood. All I remember really was when I was like five and I learned how to talk. I would always hear stories about how I would do this and this. I was a big crier when I was a kid. I would be also silent. And the thing is, when I was diagnosed, I was one of the youngest. In 1998, it wasn't that accepting to be diagnosed when you're 2 years old. Mm. So when my mom first diagnosed me in 1998, it was incredible. And my mom saw it clear as day that something was wrong with me, because I would look up in the sky, I would be looking at nothing, and I wouldn't interact with my brothers when I was two. So when my mom was concerned, she went to a doctor, and they said that the test that they were going to take on me would take 2 hours. And I remember this story very well, because my mom went to get coffee and she got a phone call. She said, oh, you need to come back. We got the results. And it was 30 minutes. And they said, yeah, you do have autism. This is what you need to do. And these are the people who you need to call. I think what we're doing right now is the best that we possibly can do. Just saying that we're aware of what is here, and that everyone knows there should be an acceptance towards everyone, having classes, being taught about it. If you have a kid in your class, being like, okay, this kid has it, be understanding. But it's all about the kid. It's not about the other people around them. You need to, like, the kid needs to be more understanding. And also with special ed classes, you need to be more involved with that. Because when I first started special ed classes, I never got to see my friends. I never got to hang out with them. I would be in my group and everyone would label me as the kid who was in special needs classes. So that was very hard for me, because I was getting better and they were still labeling me as some kid who doesn't know how to draw or handwrite cursive. So for me, I think it's being more aware and being more together as a group.
So last question before I let you go. So we've talked about, you know, neighborhood, and I know that All in the Family is coming out on your birthday in January of 2018. What is your hope for, your career as a musician? Because I see that you are studying music at Belmont. So look at, you know, going forward, is this something that you want to be doing full time? you know, as Noah Jack, the musician, performing, recording songs, or is there something else that, you have in mind?
So my main goal is to be a musician. I want to be touring wherever I can, but I also want to be a person of charity, and that was the big part of my thing. I am very thankful for everything I've gotten in my life, and it's all because of, well, amazing people like my family, doctors, and everything like that. And I remember when I was a kid, I was in this after-school program, and one thing that was very strange about it was that we never got to do anything with music related. So hopefully when my career starts to take off, hopefully I can start a charity program where we only do music for music therapy people and just have them work with kids on the spectrum or anything like Down syndrome. So anything with a mental awareness, have them be around music. And I know Zach Brown Band does a summer school or a summer camp for kids with special needs, and it's incredible. But I wanted to take a step further, and I wanted to do it after school programs where to get to meet kids who love music just as them. And I know there's like different theater programs who do that. So one of my big goals with being a musician is having people be aware that I'm a musician who is autistic, but I'm also Noah Jack, and I'm going to help the people who have helped me.
Awesome. Noah Jack is promoting his new single Neighborhood, which is a thank you letter to his community of Park Ridge, Illinois. Thank you for being on the Think Inclusive podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is our show. We would like to thank musician Noah Jack. Make sure to check out his music and follow him on Facebook, SoundCloud, and Instagram. Follow Think Inclusive on the web at thinkinclusive.us, as well as Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Instagram. Today's show was produced by myself talking into USB headphones, a Zoom H1 handy recorder, MacBook Pro, GarageBand, and a Skype account. You can also subscribe to the Think Inclusive podcast via Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or Podomatic, the largest community of independent podcasters on the planet. From Marietta, Georgia, please join us again on the Think Inclusive podcast. Thanks for your time and attention.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.